listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. More efforts to stamp out sexual harassment at WA mine sites. The state government delivering more than $1 million to different services across the state that'll provide support to victims. Geraldton police are on the lookout for a stolen car taken from a property on Saturday night. The Hyundai Elantra was driven through Carloo and Rangeway. Anyone with CCTV footage of the area is urged to contact the local station. Nearly 20,000 fee-free places will be made available at TAFEs across WA next year under a new funding boost from the state and federal governments. It's part of a $112 million boost to address our skills shortage by driving enrolments in key sectors. Accommodation is quickly filling up ahead of the festive season in the Midwest. Only 2% of holiday homes are currently available. That includes 10 Airbnbs in Geraldton and 2 in Northampton. Meanwhile, 1 in 3 Aussies have been forced to cancel their plans this Christmas as the cost of living increases. The new figures reveal it's hitting millennials and those with kids the hardest. Karen Sorrenti from Aussie Home Loans says this Christmas is set to be a big strain on West Aussies' pockets.
I think we're seeing a tension that we haven't seen for a long time, and certainly what we're seeing when we're talking to people too, they're telling us that the income that they had available in their household is less than what it was. We're hearing that things like their borrowing capacity is under more challenges.
To local sport, the Midwest Sports Awards celebrated 50 years at the weekend, making it the longest-running awards of their kind across regional Australia. Footy player Harry Taylor and hockey star Fergus Kavanagh have been inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame, while the Geraldton Buccaneers have been crowned the Club of the Year. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.